This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is that time of year, almost. The Lamb Show is coming up on Saturday, June 7th. Rebecca Melton from 4-H and FFA and all that kind of stuff in the Umpqua Valley. Get real close to the microphone and tell us about what's going on.
Hey, Kyle. Yeah, we are here talking about the Douglas County Lamb Show and my piece of that, which is the Roseburg Rotary Auction, where we look at us helping all of those 4-H and FFA kids sell those hard, many hours of work that they put into their lands and selling those at auction.
It's a big deal. It's an annual event, and it, really, the Lamb Show is an all-day thing, right?
It is, yeah. And actually, this year, there's an extra special element. The Douglas County Livestock Association won a bid, basically, to host the American Sheep Shearers Council National Sheep Shearing Contest. That is quite a mouthful.
And did we even know that existed?
I personally did not, but it sounds very exciting. And that's going to actually start the Friday before our typical Lamb Show festivities. So on June 6th.
All right. So a lot is going to be going on. A lot of extra folks coming in for that. Kind of explain what happens over the course of the day with the Lamb Show.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go back to starting on that Friday before. They're going to have the prelims for that sheep shearing contest. And later on in that afternoon on Friday, all of the kids are bringing in their lambs. They're weighing them in. They're getting them all set up for the next day. Because on Saturday, starting at 8 a.m., all of our 4-H and FFA kids will be showing their lamb projects. And later on, there will be some open class shows that'll start at 9 that'll be running on at the same time. And then later, there will be a lamb barbecue that starts at 4:30 that runs until 6:30. And then our actual auction will start with kind of opening announcements, national anthem, all of those festivities that start at 7.
Wow. And then, of course, the auction takes a while, right?
It does. We have over 270 kids registered to sell lambs this year. And that means that we will likely be running that auction from a start time of about 7:15 p.m. to probably 11:30 p.m. is our projected time span.
Gonna be a long day for you.
Yes, yes, it always is, but it's well worth it.
So Noah Magana is in with us as well this morning. Get real close there. So what year are you in school?
I'm in 10th grade at Sutherland High School.
And how are you involved in all this?
Well, I have shown a lamb for the past 2 years, so this is going to be my second lamb show. So that entails feeding and watering my lamb every day.
And but you said that so quickly, it seems, oh, that'd be easy, but I'm sure it's not.
It is not. So I have to get up right as the sun comes up and go out and get my lamb feed, just the right enough feed in the morning. And then I have to come back late at night to feed them as well. And that does not count as my time working with my lamb and walking my lamb and lamb practices.
Now, do you only have to feed them twice a day?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. How did you get into this?
Well, my ag advisor actually, at one meeting in early January, he brought it up to us, the whole FFA chapter, and I immediately was interested in that. My siblings have shown before. I didn't know quite if I was going to show, but I decided to, and so we had a meeting a couple months later, and I found a buyer, and yeah, and it was just a ton of fun since then.
So do you guys have a farm or some acreage?
I do not. I live in town. So actually, our ag advisors, we're incredibly blessed to have our own land lab. That's where we keep all of our lambs. So in our chapter, we have about 12 lambs. And so all of us get to keep them on the school grounds.
So you actually have to go to school really early then?
Yes, yes.
Wow. And that also means you, because the lamb probably would like to be fed on the Saturday and Sunday too.
Yep. So we have to come in on the weekends, and that's normally when we have lamb practices. So we come in about 4, all of the members from our chapter get our lambs out, and we do a show ring simulation just to get us a little briefed before show day.
Wow. So you've gone through it once. What was the biggest surprise for you last year about the whole experience?
The whole biggest surprise probably wasn't even the lamb part. It was kind of how many businesses are involved with Lamb Show and how many businesses kind of support and support 4-H members and FFA members, because it truly does make a difference in our lives and to sponsor us and know that there's someone that cares that much about our projects.
So for you, is this kind of a learning experience, or are you thinking about going into ag more on a full-time level when you're older?
Yeah, so I haven't really thought that far ahead yet, but I would definitely love to go further in ag. And part of it is learning these small, minute details like showing lambs and raising livestock. I've thought about like forestry or environmental stuff, so yeah.
Well, if you're in 10th grade, you've got a little bit of time to figure it out.
I do, yeah. Yeah.
So, let's see. What doing the event, how stressful is that when you're out there showing the lamb at the show?
It's incredibly stressful when sometimes your lamb doesn't, you can spend as much work with your lamb and work with your lamb to make sure that they're ready and able to go in the show ring and behave, but some days they just don't want to behave, and some days they just don't act right. So it's incredibly stressful when your lamb acts up and the judge is right there.
It sounds like teenagers.
Yep.
So how do you react to that then?
It's important to stay calm and know that your lamb is just incredibly stressed out right now. And so just to think about it from the lamb's perspective and take a step back and get back in the show ring and hope it all goes well.
Because the lamb is used to its normal setting and the normal people around, and suddenly it's in a foreign environment and there's a whole bunch of people staring at it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be. I hadn't thought about it like that. So, Rebecca, what else do people need to know about this event?
Well, it is a free, family-friendly event for the community. There's also some neat activities that go on inside some of the buildings. There's usually like some weavers and some other displays like that. Man, just a lot of events to see. You're welcome to walk through the barns and see all of those project animals for the kids. They love to show off those projects. The auction is also free for the public to attend. We accept new buyers. They can come in for registration, which starts at 5 o'clock. And that's kind of what I got, Kyle.
So if people want to find out more or get connected ahead of time with this, what's the way to do that?
Yeah, they are welcome to look up on our website. It's the RosebergRotaryFoundation.org. Has information about how to become a buyer or how to donate to these youth and support their projects. They can also go to the fairgrounds website, and it has all the information about the schedules and things like that for the Lamb Show as well.
All right, Rebecca Melton and Noah Magana, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
8:39 at the Morning Report.